It's my pleasure and honor tonight to have the privilege to introduce our speaker to you. Doug Clace currently serves as the General Treasurer of the General Council of the Assemblies of the God. He's the one that makes sure all the money gets where it's supposed to go. Doug has formerly served as a National Youth Director. I would have thought he would have learned his lesson about headquarters then, but I guess not. Came back. Served as the Ohio District Youth Director, pastor of Toledo Calvary Assembly of God, not far from where I live, and my pastor's home church. Served as the Ohio District Superintendent most recently. A real friend to Royal Rangers. And I don't know if he'll tell you this little story. I hope he will, but he probably would not be standing here tonight or have the position that he currently has if it hadn't have been for a Royal Ranger commander that went out of his way to help a boy that needed a little help in life. So, Doug, come on up here and share with us. God bless you. Give him a good Royal Ranger welcome. Amen.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, man. Praise the Lord. Great ministries don't happen accidentally. They are led by great leaders. As a pastor, Royal Rangers was very instrumental in helping a hurting church become a healthy church. In a district, in the Ohio district, Royal Rangers was very instrumental and catalyst for spreading church health. And in both of those cases, it took outstanding leadership. And I know that Dr. Garrison would agree with me, Royal Rangers today is very, very healthy because you have excellent leadership in Commander Doug. And I just want to affirm you in front of your peers, Doug. Thanks for your passion. Thanks for your leadership. And this fellowship is a better fellowship because of Royal Rangers. I really believe that. Well, I want to have some fun here, and so in a minute I'm going to have some music that will help me out. But if you're a district director or if you're a conference director, would you stand to your feet, please? All the district directors. And Doug, if your staff could help me, I want to throw a basketball. I want to get a basketball into each of their hands. And so if you can help me, guys, and you can just, if we got some music that can help the process. And I want every district director and every regional conference director to get a ball. We got some arena music or something, and there you go. So just toss them out. Here you go. Get one to a director. Just get them out. There you go. You can be seated once you get your ball. So here we go. Here we go. Here you go, Harry. This is also a great time if you just want to stand up and stretch. It would be a good time to just stand up and stretch and arrange your seat. I might keep this one just for... Good hands, good hands. Once you get your basketball, you can be seated. I want to make sure that everybody gets one. You know what, you can probably just take them and then walk to the back and hand them to them now, and you can cut the music, and that would be great. So just stay standing. The team will distribute these. As Jim indicated, I would not be in a position of being able to live my dream and chase my dream if it were not for Commander Max Davis, the district commander from Michigan and my local outpost commander, who became very instrumental in my life in my developmental years, and particularly the couple years right after my dad died. Tonight, what I want you to do is, if you're a district leader, district director, or regional director, I just want you to hang on to this basketball, because I want to challenge you to throw a catchable pass to the next generation. We're in March Madness right now, and I guarantee you teams that will advance will have made great passes in their game to set up someone to score. Great games, close games, are usually won when a point guard finds the open man, makes a pass, and that person puts it in the bucket. I'm grateful that my experience in Royal Ranger, there were commanders that threw me a catchable pass and set me up to be able to understand who God was, what His plan was for my life. Time doesn't permit tonight, but if you will let me, I'd like to just sort of reflect on a couple of values, a couple of very important passes that were pitched to me from my Royal Ranger leaders and commanders. I think one of the first values that was very important that I learned in Royal Rangers is that God's Word really does work. And it's not just a book that has a lot of nice phrases that show up on Hallmark greeting cards, but it is God's roadmap for my life. Let's try this side. That it really is God's roadmap for our life. I'm so thankful that I had godly men who every week, sometime during our time in our range, would say, "Now, boys, God's Word says." See, I've discovered that there is nothing better to anchor your emotions to when you go through unexplainable situations like that of God's Word. And oftentimes what happens in the adult world when you go through some of those, "God, why is this happening to me?" type experiences, people walk away from the faith because they haven't anchored their emotions to God's Word. It's also important that Rangers continue to throw the catchable pass of God's Word to this generation, because we live in a time in our culture where society places a higher value on tolerance than we do truth. And that's pretty dangerous. You see, if we're not careful, we have a generation of kids who are biblically illiterate. And one of the things that Rangers can do is to teach boys God's Word. Not only do we live in a society that places a higher value on tolerance than we do truth, but we also live in a society where values are based on things that move you rather than what is truth. And I'm so thankful that I had Royal Ranger commanders in my formative years tell me, "Well, God's Word says." I suspect I really understood that past value my freshman year in Bible school. I grew up, my dad died when I was 9 years of age, and I was part of a great church, part of a great outpost there at Bethany Assembly in Adrian, Michigan. And to be honest with you, I never felt the impact of being raised by a single mom, because I had Royal Ranger commanders like Max Davis and Herb Hodder and John Martin, who helped me build my Pinewood Derby cars, helped me gain my medals of achievement. And so I actually felt sorry for kids who only had one dad, because I had all these spiritual fathers in my life. When I went off to school, I started meeting all these other preachers' kids. In fact, my roommate was a preacher's kid, and on the weekends he would go home to Carlinville, Illinois, and he and his dad would talk about preacher stuff, and his dad would give him an opportunity to participate in services and various things, and he would come back, and we would stay up to the wee hours of the night talking about church stuff. He'd say things like, "Well, my dad said this is how we ought to handle the discipleship. My dad said this is how we ought to handle small group ministry. My dad said this is how we should deal with..." And boy, for the first time in my life, I felt as if I had been cheated by God. I thought, I'd like to have a dad that would help me connect the dots as it relates to ministry. I'd like to have a dad that would talk to me about pastoral stuff. And see, one of the things that the Word of God will help you do is that when you face difficult times, if you don't filter that problem through the truth of God's Word, you're susceptible to believe yourself rather than truth. And I don't know about you, but sometimes myself lies to me. Sometimes myself doesn't always filter things right. And this was one of these cases. I began to feel sorry for myself. I felt as if God had cheated me. And so I was ready to quit school. I called home, said, "Mom, this doesn't make sense. Why would God do something like this?" And I told her I was ready to quit school. I now know how she must have felt then. And she said, "Honey, I can't explain to you the whys, but I can promise you this." And she broke into a prayer, and in this prayer she said, "Lord, you said in your word you would be a father to the fatherless, and I claim that reality for my son, Doug." She said amen and hung up, and honestly, I didn't feel any better. Thursday came, Friday came. I was ready to go back home. Commander Jim, I was going to work at Marilat. The Marilats went to the church there, and I was just going to work in that woodworking factory and just chuck the call of God. Friday night, there was a mission service on the campus of Central Bible College. I don't remember who the speaker was. All I know is when everybody came forward singing, "I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord," I didn't. I turned around, and I knelt there in that theater seat, and I just began to vent. You see, this poor me feeling like a victim had festered so much in my spirit that I couldn't even pray accurately to God. And I was just like, "Lord, why? This stinks. Why would you?" And no sooner had I been in that knelt position feeling sorry for myself, I felt the strength and the warmth of a huge hand placed on my back. I turned around and looked, and there was Coach Arnold. Forrest Arnold, 6'6", 250 pounds, one hulk of a man. He had his hand on my back. And he was pushing, you know, kind of like you do in Pentecost. You just sort of push. You know, when you pray, you push. I was the only elementary kid never checked for scoliosis because every Sunday night I was adjusted at the altar in my church. Just push, push, push. It's true. I turned, there's Coach Arnold. He moved his hand from my back to my shoulder. And he pulled me in and he said, "Doug, I want you to know something. As long as you are at Central Bible College, I know your dad would be awfully proud of you. And your mom would be proud of you. And I want you to know I consider you like my own son." And when he said "son," I jumped up and tried to hug him, and he hugged me, and I snotted and cried all down the front of his shirt. And Rangers, it was like instant replay went off in my mind 48 hours earlier. There was a godly mom who said, "Lord, you said in your word you would be a father to the fatherless." And can I tell you, from that day till now, I have never doubted the validity of God's word. I can't promise you that life is going to be hassle-free. I can't promise you that things aren't going to be disappointing. I can't promise you that surprises aren't going to happen with your husband, your spouse, or life be cut short. But I can promise you this, though mountain may crumble and seas run dry, it is the word of our God that stands forever. And that is a value that I learned in Royal Rangers. That was a pass that my commanders gave to me. And I'll tell you, this generation desperately needs truth imparted to them. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's not one of many ways. He is the way. And I have incredible memories of standing around the circle after side dodge as we would pray, Commander Davis, Commander Martin, say, "Now, boys, the word of the Lord says. Boys, the word of the Lord says." I got two missionettes, not two Royal Rangers in my house. But it's amazing how many times I hear myself saying, "Hey, girls, God's word says, I know the plans that I have for you. Hey, girls, God's word says, God hasn't given to you a spirit of fear." So I'm grateful that in Rangers, godly, humble, not self-centered commanders threw me a pass. that said, you know what, God's word really does work. One of the passes that I was pitched in Rangers was that God is really a father, and he won't abandon his love or divorce his love for his children. You and I both know that the boys that come into your outposts carry a lot of baggage, baggage that they never picked up on their own but has been given to them because of broken homes. You are far more than just some frontier, rugged guru to them. Many of you are spiritual fathers to them. And I want to challenge you. I went through junior high and high school actually feeling sorry for other kids for only having one dad because of godly Royal Ranger leaders in my life. So you have an opportunity not just to help somebody get a few medals and gain some sort of achievement. You have the opportunity to become spiritual fathers to a generation of kids that are desperately looking for that. There's all kinds of vows, but let me give you just the last, one more value. I'm so thankful that in my experience in Royal Rangers, I discovered that the Holy Spirit was not a ghost to be feared, but a part of the Godhead that would guide and direct my life. The Holy Spirit wasn't weird. The Holy Spirit wasn't something that would make me do weird things. The Holy Spirit was actually a part of the Godhead that wanted to direct my life. I gotta be honest, I didn't always understand when the Spirit would come on certain commanders. I didn't always understand, but here's one thing I comprehend even to this day. That when the godly commanders would begin to pray, and when they would ask us boys to stand in the center of that circle, and when Max Davis and his deep bass voice would put his hand on our back, or he would put his hand on our head, or he'd put his arm around us and begin to pray for us. There was a spiritual transaction that took place that I began to understand the Holy Spirit is real. And I want to challenge you in a very appropriate context. Keep touching this generation. David said, Lord, don't forsake me when I'm old and gray till I declare your power to the next generation. There is a generation of boys that will understand who the Holy Spirit is, not by watching Christian television, not by going to some weird conferences, but by watching the Holy Spirit and feeling the Holy Spirit through you and touching them and believing the best in them. You know, one of the things about the Holy Spirit I learned in Rangers is this, that through godly commanders, they saw me for who I could be, not just who I was. Isn't that a great work of grace? Isn't that a great part of the nature of God? I really was convinced during my experience as Royal Rangers, I thought Jeremiah 29:11 was written just for me. Because I would hear Royal Ranger commanders when they would pray for little Dougie Clay. Oh God, I know the plans that I have for him. And they would quote that. Aren't you glad somebody saw you for who you could be and not who you were? And you have an opportunity on a weekly basis to be an extension of the Holy Spirit to a young generation, to help them see themselves for who they can be, not just who they are. I'm 46. I'm happily married. I've got two beautiful daughters that I'm loving life with. And I say this with an incredible spirit of humility. I feel as if my life has already exceeded my dreams. I love the Lord. I love my family. And I know that being launched to be able to be where I'm at today would not have happened if somebody didn't teach me the four ways a boy grows mentally, spiritually, physically, if somebody wouldn't have taught me that I need to be ready for anything, work, play, serve, obey, worship, live, etc., if somebody hadn't taken time to help me understand that what a Royal Ranger is all about. And I just wonder, how many little Dougie Clays are in your outpost? They are looking to you to throw them a catchable pass. District directors and regional conference leaders, you have this ball in your hand. And Doug, could your team help me? I've got some Sharpies, and if you have one of the black balls, we have a gray Sharpie. They're right here on the table. But how I'd like to end tonight, and you know, I kind of feel, obviously, I feel really secure in who I am to be talking with you in this outfit. You know, it really is kind of funny. It reminds me, I overlapped for a month or so with Brother Bridges. I don't know if how many of you remember James K. Bridges, who was he's the retired general treasurer. Well, during one of the times we were overlapping, he's from Texas, and there were some pastors that were from Texas that had come to town that day, or a part of a meeting, and one of the couples that he introduced me to were sort of elderly, and Brother Bridges, in that sort of stately Texan way, said, "Pastor and Mrs. and called his friend, this is our new general treasurer. This is Brother Doug Clay, who will be replacing me next month. In fact, this is the young man that will be overseeing all your finances." Well, that dear pastor's wife from Texas looked at me. She looked me up and down and all that. She said, "Boy, are you old enough to replace James Bridges?" I says, "No, ma'am, I'm not. I am certainly not." But, you know, seriously, the privilege of working with friends, the privileges of serving the church, I honestly feel like I'm living a dream and chasing a dream, not because of any personal achievement, but because of the investment of Commander Max Davis, of Commander John Martin, of Commander Herb Hodder, and I could go down the line. You know, there's no doubt about it, being a Royal Ranger commander or a district director, it's energy draining. You work with kids, many of which you will not see the fruit. But would you take a good look tonight at someone who is the product of a ranger? Someone who stands before you wanting to say a huge thank you. And I pledge to you that with God's help, I will do my best to serve God, my church, and my fellow man. That as the general treasurer, I will choose to live by the Ranger Code and to make the golden rule my daily rule. This is the finest hour for Rangers. Don't get hung up on some of the style, the patches, khakis or no khakis, because there's a generation of young people who need to understand truth, who need to understand that God won't walk out on them, and who need to understand that the Holy Spirit is not a ghost, but someone who wants to guide and direct their lives. So the best days for Ranger are ahead of us. Directors, would you stand to your feet if you have your basketball and your Sharpie? And what I'd like to do, if you happen to have people from your state or your outpost or your region around you, what I'd like to do is, first of all, directors, I want to say thank you. Thanks, Harry. As a district pastor in Ohio, Harry literally helped our state become a healthy state in church health because of his leadership in Rangers. Jim, thank you in the Northwest section for helping It's interesting, a Royal Ranger took over the church at Toledo Calvary, even when we were done. So thank you. Well, what I'd like to do is, I'd like to ask the district directors to, if you're willing with God's help, to continue to throw a catchable pass to the next generation, to continue to find the open student, to say, I'm going to believe in them even if no one else does. I'm going to help them understand that God believes in what they can be and not just who they are. Then I want you to sign your name. And then I'd like the leadership that's here with each of the district directors to, as soon as he's done signing, to stand and say, Commander Hunt, give me a pen. I'm signing up with you that in the state of Ohio, you can count me in to being a healthy Royal Ranger commander that will keep throwing a catchable pass to the next generation. And after everyone has signed the ball, Director, I'd like you to take it in your hands, and I'd like your fellow commanders and outpost personnel to gather around you, and I want you to lay your hands on that basketball and commit that the Ranger program in your district will see its best days ahead. We okay in doing that? I'm going to pray, and when I say amen, maybe we can put on just some appropriate background music, and we'll take a few moments. But I want to end tonight by committing ourselves that this program's not about us. This program isn't about just, you know what? Sometimes a bounce pass is better than a chest pass. Sometimes you're more comfortable throwing an overhead pass, but really what you need to do is just throw a little. It's not about you and your preference. It's about finding that open student and saying, I'm going to get the ball in their hands. And so let's end tonight by committing ourselves to the Lord that a spirit of excellence is going to come over our outpost and our district. And with God's help, we're going to have the best days of Ranger ministry ahead. Father, thank you tonight for this privilege of hanging out with a lot of heroes. Not the super comic heroes, but the part of the body of Christ that I think when you look down brings a smile to your face. Men and women who are sacrificially giving themselves to invest in little Dougie Clays. Fatherless boys, rebellious preacher kids, rambunctious deacon's kids, neighborhood boys who have no idea about church or any church background. But these tonight, Lord, who you have highly favored to actually be catalysts for shaping the dream and the goals and a life for you. It's a sacred honor. It's not about having just a grown men's good old boy frontier fraternity. It's all about passing it on to the next generation. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I pray that the greatest days for Ranger ministry would happen before us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.